Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's jump in here to the press conference. Former President Donald Trump still going here from Mar-a-Lago. Let's do it. That's where you press play. We had this queued up. We were ready to go, remember? We were going to talk. We talked about this. We're going to play the press conference.
She's with friendly people. Because she can't do better than Biden. Now, he had a reason for not doing well. And he was never, 25 years ago, the sharpest or brightest bulb in the ceiling. That I can tell you. Okay, he wasn't. But he could do interviews, at least. Not lately, he couldn't, perhaps. But she should be doing interviews. She doesn't want to do interviews. And the reason she doesn't is, number one, her policies are so bad. Just to answer your question, I think that it's not going to change because it's really ultimately not about her as much as about her policies. She wants open borders. She wants to defund the police. She wants to defund the police. She wants to take away your guns. Anybody that thinks they're not going to come after your guns, you know, when I was president, I totally protected the guns, and I think it's very important. And I know I take some heat sometimes for it, but you have to have safety. You have to have, when the bad guy walks in with a gun, you got to have some way of protecting yourself. And boy, that would be, you would see crime go up at levels that you've never seen. When people say on this side of the house, this house has guns, we will use the guns. They say, let's pass. We'll go someplace else. You have to have them. And for 4 years, and, you know, as you know, the NRA endorsed me very powerfully every time I ran, every time. My sons are members, and I guess indirectly I'm a member, too. But they gave me the strongest of endorsements, and that's against very strong competition, people that, you know, felt the same way. No, you have to have that right. Our Second Amendment is a very important right, and it has to be protected. Okay, how about you? Go ahead.
Policies. You've been predicting a 1929 style depression globally. Yeah. Can you tell us more about the specific signs you're seeing and what policies?
There are some of the most brilliant people on Wall Street that are saying that if President Trump doesn't win, you're going to have a depression. I happen to agree. I think that's true. Because I know how bad these people are. You know, they like to say that they did this and that. You saw the $7 trillion that they said it was me for $7 trillion. It wasn't me. It was them. They said that I had inflation. They took over 9% inflation. No, I had 1% inflation. I had actually no inflation because if you look at the categories, we had just about no inflation. But I had a very minor, I actually had a positive inflation. It was a perfect number because you don't want zero. I mean, I'm not going to give you a whole course on economics, but you don't want zero. 1%, 1.4% is great. You want a little bit because you don't want to have deflation. Deflation is in many ways even worse. I had a perfect number right around the 1% number. It was perfect. And to show you, it stayed there for 2 years. And then he did all of the different borrowings that he did. And then he did so many things wrong. Every time he would do it, I'd say, big mistake. And don't forget, they sell hats and they sell stories. Trump was right about everything. I have been right about a lot. Yes, Maggie.
I have a question for you. You, when you were president, you pardoned high-level drug dealers, you pardoned violent felons, including one man who had allegedly told a rabbi he would make him bleed. How is that different than what you're saying?
Well, we had a commission like other people do, and it's always complicated and it's always controversial. And we had commissions that, and I think of respected people, you know many of the people on the commission, and they would recommend to me certain pardons for certain people. Some people were treated very harshly. A fantastic woman, as you know, she served 24 years for being on a phone call having to do with drugs. You know who I'm talking about. She was great. And she had another 24 years to go. And it was largely about marijuana, which in many cases is now legalized, okay? But we had many very highly regarded people on a commission, and they'd recommend, and they'd put a reason why. Some people were, you know, served time, but they served a lot of time for something that today people wouldn't even serve time by.
Well,
for the most part, I think they did. I mean, they did. They go through. They went through. I had a commission. It was a very important commission to me, and highly respected people. And frankly, they came up with some decisions that I wouldn't necessarily agree with, but I did it. But I let a lot of people out that had no representation. I went to people in jails, in prison that we respected. I said, how many of these people should be let out? We let out large groups of low income people that were serving like 40 years for something that today you wouldn't even be put in jail for.
We had
very few people let out because I said I really don't want to let people out where they had a lot of violence, where they had killing, et cetera, et cetera. And for the most part, we didn't do that. Yeah, please.
President, regarding the Fed, if you win in November, do you want more of a say over the Fed on issues like the interest rate? And do you think that you
defense?
Over the Federal Reserve. And do you think that you can manage a soft landing in the economy with the current leadership in place?
Right. Well, look,
the Federal Reserve is a very interesting thing, and it's sort of gotten it wrong a lot. And he's tending to be a little bit late on things. He gets a little bit too early and a little bit too late. And, you know, that's very largely it's a gut feeling. I believe it's really a gut feeling. And I used to have it out with him. I had it out with him a couple of times very strongly. I fought him very hard. And, you know, we get along fine. We get along fine. But I feel the president should have at least say in there. Yeah, I feel that strongly. I think that in my case, I made a lot of money. I was very successful. And I think I have a better instinct than, in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman. Yeah.
Mentioned people going to prison for marijuana.
Yeah.
Harris supports rescheduling marijuana and also says that no one should go to prison for a marijuana offense. Do you agree with those positions?
Well, as we legalize it, I start to agree a lot more because, you know, it's being legalized all over the country. Florida has something coming up. I'll be making a statement about that fairly soon. But as we legalize it throughout the country, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's awfully hard to have people all over the jails that are in jail right now for something that's legal. So I think, obviously, there's a lot of sentiment to doing that. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, Kamala Harris's father is Jamaican-American, mm-hmm. and she went to a historically black college. How is she only recently deciding to be black?
Well, you'll have to ask her that question because she's the one that said it. I didn't say it. So you'll have to ask her. And I very much appreciate that question. But you'll have to ask her. But I've known her for a long time. I actually contributed to her campaign a long time ago because I was a developer. I contributed to lots of campaigns of Democrats, Republicans, and some were liberal and some were conservative. But you'll have to ask her about that. But to me, it doesn't matter. But to her, from her standpoint, I think it's very disrespectful to both, really. Whether it's Indian or black, I think it's very disrespectful to both. To me, it doesn't matter.
Why bring it up? Why bring it up?
Red dress? Red dress?
Is your ear fully recovered? Is there a scar? Do you have any hearing damage?
Pretty much recovered. Yeah. I'm a fast healer. It's a hell of a shot, but I'm a fast healer. Yeah, pretty much recovered.
Do you have hearing damage from it?
No, it didn't hit that. I got very lucky. It just hit the lobe, as they call it.
Is there a scar on your ear?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much. On top.
On immigration, an immigration question. You've been running on the idea of mass deportations. You say the biggest in American history is basically what you want. When Senator Vance has been asked about that, he sort of suggested that really you only need to go after people who've been convicted of crimes.
Well, we're starting.
What are you really talking about here? How will you pay for it? And do you think you can pass something like that to Congress?
The largest
mass deportation in the history of our country because we have no choice. It's not sustainable. And we are going to start with violent criminals, and we're going to start then with criminals. And our local police is going to work with us because they know everything about the people. They know their names. They know everything about them. They know their middle name. They know their numbers. And as you know, the other side is trying. You know, look, for years I wondered, why are they allowing these people to come in at levels like this? It was incredible. And I said two reasons. They're either really stupid, and I don't believe they're stupid. Because anybody that can cheat in elections like they cheat is not stupid. Or, in the alternative, they have bad motives or they hate our country. And I used to think they hate our country. But lately I've seen where they're trying to sign these people up to vote. And they have to stop. They cannot let illegal immigrants vote in this upcoming election. All right, one more question.
Mr. President.
Go ahead, one more. Make it a good one, please.
Okay. Regarding Social Security taxes for seniors,
right,
which we talked about a while, experts say that the policy could increase the deficit by $1.6 trillion. So how would it work in your view?
We have so many ways of making money in this country. We're not going to affect our Social Security. We're not changing it. And I proved that over 4 years. And we're going to do it. It's very unfair to people. They spend their life and they're great citizens and they pay in. We're not going to charge tax to Social Security, the seniors. We're not going to do it. We're not going to charge. And also tax. I say the two things. We're going to have no tax on seniors, Social Security, and we're going to have no tax on tips. Very simple. And we are a country that has so many different ways to make money. We have under our feet more liquid gold, I call it oil and gas, than any country in the world, much more than Saudi Arabia, much more than Russia. We have so many different ways we can make money. We're not going to hurt our seniors with Social Security, and we're not going to charge them tax. Okay?
Can I squeeze one in on the
field?
Mr. President.
If sanctuary cities or municipalities are unwilling to cooperate, how do you plan to enforce that?
We should not have sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities is a way of protecting criminals, and we should not have sanctuary cities. And if you go to California, and I know it well, I have property out there, great property. If you go to California and you ask the people of California, do they like the idea of sanctuary cities? They don't like it. They're tired of it. They're tired of crime. They're tired of what's happened to our country. Our country's become a crime-ridden mess, and we're going to stop it on November 5th. Thank you very much, everybody.
Mr. President,
thank you. Mr. President, can you heal the country?
Okay, that was about an hour or so press conference by Donald Trump. He went over a bunch of different things, including what a failure Tim Walz is, and he challenged Kamala Harris to some debates. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We'll have some audio clips for you from some of the stuff you might have missed from earlier in the press conference. And we got a busy show for you today. So glad you're here. And let's get right to it, shall we? just thinking out loud really quickly as I'm watching this press conference from the former president, that he was absolutely, definitely taking some controversial questions, abortion, legalizing marijuana, some other things too. So he wasn't dodging anything. Now, contrast that with Kamala Harris, however, who is dodging everything and is not speaking to anyone right now. So Kamala Harris is completely and utterly avoiding the media every single step of the way. She's just doing rallies, which, by the way, have a lot of concerts and big headliners to get people into the seats. But she's not actually addressing the media, and they're protecting her, and they're protecting Waltz with this whole stolen valor thing. Even Van Jones from CNN came out and said it's conceivable that Waltz has been loose with his language in his military record. So I'll share that with you as well as the show progresses today. And I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a new allegation that Hunter Biden was again trying to use his influence as the president's son to help some pretty bad people. Oh, and John Fetterperson says it's undeniable that Trump created a strong connection with Pennsylvania in 2016. Now, he's still predicting that Kamala Harris is going to win, but he's acknowledging it's going to be very, very close. Very, very close. Trump is also saying that his rallies are huge and that the media is not properly reporting on those rallies. Look, there's no doubt that he gets people in seats. No doubt about it. And there's no doubt in my mind that Kamala Harris needs to have headliners there to be able to pull off those rallies. No doubt. So it's Wednesday. We're getting through the week. Here we are. 855-839-1210. Thursday. It's Thursday. We're getting through the week. I love it. It's almost Friday. We're a day before Friday. And breaking news all over the place today, as you can imagine. The story of Tim Walz and his military service and whether or not he actually was in war, this story is heating up in a big, big way. No doubt. It's not going away anytime soon. And so let me start with Van Jones, shall we? Because Van Jones is acknowledging that this guy went out there and exaggerated, and that's being very kind to say that Tim Walz exaggerated. Tim Walz did more than that. Of course, he said he was in war. He didn't just say he served. He said he held a weapon of war in war. He was not in war. All right. And they are trying to twist this every single way they possibly can. Even CNN's fact checker had to come out and acknowledge Tim Walz was not in war. CNN's fact checker did not want to do that, obviously, but they had to acknowledge that. They couldn't hide from that fact. But here's Van Jones, cut number six.
Yeah, they should clean up. It's conceivable that he's been loose with his language or said stuff that doesn't. That's not, I mean, there's people are human beings on these campaign trails. And so, but now he's running for a major position. If he needs to clean it up, clean it up. The reality is, if he said one or two things or said something that turned out to be maybe a little bit too sloppy, fix it, because he's got a gazillion people who are willing to stand up for his character. He's got gay students who are willing to stand up for his character. He's got people he served with willing to stand up for his character. If this comes down to a character contest between this ticket and Donald Trump, we're going to win 50 states. So let's just get this cleaned up and move on.
Now, let me explain to you what he's saying there. He's saying we don't want to have an election about issues. We don't want to have to come out with policy positions. And we certainly do not want to have to engage in the fact that Kamala Harris was vice president of the United States of America. In fact, the media is doing everything it possibly can to erase the fact that she was vice president. They're basically pretending like it never happened. They don't want to tie her to Joe Biden any way, shape or form. They want to act like she just got to the stage, that she has no background whatsoever. But of course she does. We know she does. And we're not going to just let her completely hide from that. But what Van Jones is saying there is, listen, this is bad for Tim Walz. We want to get back to making him the folksy old Midwestern guy, but we can't do that as long as this stolen valor stuff is out there. So, yeah, we gotta try to move on from this right now. But it gets worse. He actually voted yay on the Stolen Valor Act. So he was a member of Congress. Tim Walz, who, again, just to refresh your memory, said that when he was in war, he had weapons of war. And then the exact quote from him, "We can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war are only carried in war." That's the exact quote. Well, Tim Walz, when he was a member of Congress, actually voted for the Stolen Valor Act. So what is the Stolen Valor Act, you might ask yourself? It makes it a federal crime to lie about your level of military service. It amends the federal criminal code to rewrite provisions relating to fraudulent claims about military service to subject to a fine, imprisonment for not more than 1 year or both, an individual who, with intent to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefit, fraudulently holds himself or herself out to be a recipient of a Congressional Medal of Honor, a Distinguished Service Cross, a Navy Cross, an Air Force Cross, a Silver Star, Purple Heart, Combat Infantry Man's Badge, a Combat Action Badge, Combat Medical Badge, Combat Action Ribbon, Combat Action Medal, or any replacement or duplicate medal for any such medal as authorized by law. Now, the problem for him, as you get into this, is that he's been accused of the following now by all the people that served with him: abandoning his men before they deployed overseas, lying about his service in combat, claiming he served in Afghanistan, and inflating his rank. And it's forcing even CNN's fact checkers to have to address the fact that he actually was not in war. They don't want to be doing this right now. They really don't want to be doing this. But here's CNN correspondent Tom Foreman, who fact-checked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's claim that he carried weapons of war. Absolutely false. CNN couldn't help themselves. They had to do it. They didn't want to. I don't know if he's going to survive this or not. That's the real question. Does he survive all this Stolen Valor controversy? Here's cut number 8.
The second part of it, though, is this notion about the claim about being in actual combat. That's different. Walz did make a comment speaking to a group. He's done it a couple of times where he has used language that has suggested that he carried weapons in a fighting situation. As you know, with your contact with the military, I know from coming from a military family, there is a difference between being in a combat area, being involved at a time of war, and actually being in a position where people are shooting at you. There is no evidence that at any time Governor Walz was in a position of being shot at, and some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was. So that is absolutely false when he said that about gun rights out there. The campaign has essentially come forward to say, look, he had a long career. He would never want to purposely mislead people about this. It's what campaigns tend to say. And I'm sure we haven't heard the end of this.
Why would we hear the end of this? I mean, this is so bad right now for him. This has been a huge distraction for the Kamala Harris ticket in the first early days here of the campaign. And it's not where they want to be right now. They don't want to be discussing this. They do not want to be discussing this. ABC's Selena Wang on ABC World News Tonight. She's trying to flip this and spin this, and they're doing their best to try to carry water for him here. But I'm telling you, this is a bad issue. It's not what they hoped for in their rollout of goofy Midwestern doofus Tim Walz. They wanted him to be folksy nice, and they wanted this to be about character, and they wanted this to be about niceness and folksiness. Cut number 9.
Walz served in the Army National Guard for 24 years and has never claimed to have seen active combat, despite those comments that he carried a gun in war. He retired honorably in 2005 to run for Congress as the crisis in Iraq was growing.
As the crisis in Iraq was growing and he decided to bail. So you know what the spin now is? The spin is that he didn't want to serve because he didn't agree with the Iraq war. So that's why he got out. I'm not even kidding. That's the spin, which in my mind is even worse. Because the idea that, all right, you're in the military, you signed up to serve, you don't agree with where the guys have to go to fight, so you drop out. This guy could be potentially commander in chief, and that's the spin. He didn't necessarily agree with the Iraq war, so he decided he was gonna bail on everybody to run for Congress. Right. First of all, A, that's complete and utter BS, because at the time, pretty much all Democrats voted for the Iraq war, including Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. So they were all in. And secondly, number two, if that is true, that he actually really did not believe that we should be going to the war in Iraq, you don't leave your guys behind. That's the thing about the American military, is they go where they have to go to fight. They don't just duck. They don't duck. It's bad. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental.com. with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free implant consultation today. And the big story is that President Trump did about an hour press conference today, and Kamala Harris has not taken a question from the media in 18 days. 18 days. She's still hiding. This rollout of this new ticket, not going so hot, if you ask me. Not going so hot at all. We got a big show for you ahead. Don't go away.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So it's Thursday, and we got a lot to chat about as the show continues today. Busy one for us as Donald Trump just wrapped up a very, very long press conference. And there's new body cam footage from the Trump assassination attempt. Let me grab Amy's call in Phoenixville. Amy, did you listen to President Trump's press conference?
No, I did not. I was listening to you.
Well, that's good. Good answer. Very good answer.
Old podcast. Yes, respect podcast. So I've been a huge fan of yours. You always make these predictions that tend to come true. So one of your predictions that Kamala is going to go to the Supreme Court. If that were to happen, what do you think would happen to Waltz? Like, do you think they would move him up into the presidential nominee, or do you think they'd bring somebody else in?
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Well, I don't know if I'm necessarily definitely predicting that she would go to the Supreme Court now. I if they wanted to get rid of her, if she can't win, that's how they would do it. No doubt about that. So let me just, you know, make that caveat. That's probably the way that they would get rid of it. Because people have asked, how do you get rid of Kamala Harris? You know, how do you deal with that situation? But I got to tell you, I think they probably would Just start fresh at this point, because this Walls guy, he's got a lot of issues, and I don't think it's going well for them. I think this stolen valor thing is a real problem for them. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I'll put it that way. I think there's a lot of other issues he has that are not making him very popular, but...
Yeah, it's like the tampons in boys' bathrooms, you know? There's stuff coming out about this guy, I mean, almost every day now. It really is amazing. Not a good pick in my book. But, no, if they decide this ticket can't win, I think they would just go fresh right at the Democrat National Convention is how I would do it. But I can't fully predict that she won't be the candidate at this point, because it seems like they're all in and they're just going to hide her and try to do a basement strategy. That seems what they think is going to work for them. So we shall see.
Yep, I agree with you that they probably were not thinking she was going to be that popular, but they're all kind of convalescing behind her now.
Yeah, and anything is subject to change. We've learned that in this crazy political universe. Amy, thank you so much for listening to the show. Appreciate it very much. Really do.
Have a good one.
You too. 855-839-1210. Here's a couple more clips of former President Trump today from his press conference. Let's start with, he talked about our country right now is in the most dangerous position it's ever been from an economic standpoint and even a safety standpoint. Cut number one.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your being here. Just a statement before I talk about debates. I think that our country is right now in the most dangerous position it's ever been in from an economic standpoint, from a safety standpoint. Both gangs on the street and, frankly, gangs outside of our country in the form of other countries that are, frankly, very powerful. They're very powerful countries, and we don't know what we're doing. We have leadership that has no clue how to handle them or how to handle any other situation. We have a lot of bad things coming up. You could end up in a depression of the 1929 variety, which would be a devastating thing, took decades to recover from it. And we're very close to that. We're very close to a world war. In my opinion, we're very close to a world war. We have people that don't know how to handle it. They're not respected. All over the world, they're laughed at. And we can't have that. Most dangerous period of time I've ever seen for our country.
He talked about how Kamala has been the worst border czar. And listen, she has been the border czar. Let's not pretend like she hasn't been. I'm really getting tired of this whole spin that she wasn't the border czar. And I have a great piece for you on this entire subject of how they're trying to spin this away. And even Axios, which is a pretty liberal site, Axios was forced to correct their own reporting because they refer to her as the border czar. So in order for the media to try to spin this and act like, oh, she's not the border czar, the media had to go back and correct itself and say that we incorrectly reported her as the border czar years ago when everybody was calling her the border czar. And they're happy to do it for Kamala Harris, obviously, because they wanted to win. So they're happy to do it. But they want to try to distance herself from the border. They want to try to distance herself, distance her from everything, as if she just never was part of the Biden administration. Because the Biden-Harris administration is a disaster. So they're trying to act like she just was not part of it. And she's not going to sit down for interviews anytime soon. Trump just spoke for over an hour to the press. She's not going anywhere near a microphone. She'll give scripted speeches on a teleprompter. Oh, absolutely, she'll do that. And she'll have rallies with famous people. But she's not going to go and actually do a one-on-one sit-down interview. Even, I don't think, from somebody who will throw her softballs. She's not smart enough to handle it. Let's be honest. Call what it is. She doesn't have the mental ability to handle a tough sit-down interview. She doesn't want to do it, and her team knows it'd be a disaster. The strategy they are employing should be very familiar to you. We watched this happen in 2020 when they hid Joe Biden in the basement and said he was a nice old man who's going to keep you safe from mean tweets and COVID. And they tried to hide Biden as best they possibly could in the basement, and they had a pandemic they could use as an excuse. They're trying the same thing with Harris now, with the exception of this time around, they want to try to project strength at big rallies. So they bring in people like Megan Thee Stallion, Bon Iver, and other musical acts to try to fill the seats. Trump said he's going to debate her, and he's agreed to debates with Fox News, ABC, and NBC. There's also going to be a vice presidential debate as well. with CBS. Cut three.
We'd like to do three debates. We think we should do three debates. We think Fox and ABC, and we also have CBS is going to do the vice presidential debate. So CBS will do vice presidential, and I have to tell you, J.D. Vance has really stepped up. He's doing a fantastic job. We'd like to do three debates.
And there's enthusiasm. And there really is enthusiasm. The other narrative this week in the media was that not a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. Have you noticed? There's not a lot of enthusiasm, and you're just not seeing a lot of people, and it's just not, it's not a thing, and, you know, it's gone. Like, the mojo's gone, or something like that. Now, I was at the RNC. I can tell you the mojo is not gone. He just did a big rally in Pennsylvania, what, last week? He actually got a question today, and he called it a stupid question. Somebody asked him, how come you're not doing more rallies? But he talked about the enthusiasm. Cut four.
Oh, give me a break. Listen, I had 107,000 people in New Jersey. You didn't report it. I'm so glad you asked. What did she have yesterday, 2,000 people? If I ever had 2,000 people, you'd say my campaign is finished. It's so dishonest, the press. And here's a great example. I had, in Michigan recently, 25,000 people, and 25,000 people were just, we just couldn't get them in. We had in Harrisburg, 20, 25,000 people, and 20,000 people couldn't get in. We had so many. Nobody ever mentions that. When she gets 1,500 people, and I saw it yesterday on ABC, which they said, oh, the crowd was so big. I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size. And no, they never say the crowd was big. That's why I'm always saying turn around the cameras. I'm so glad you asked that. I think it's so terrible when you say, well, she has 1,500 people, 1,000 people. And they talk about, oh, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party, and me as a candidate, but the Republican Party has the enthusiasm.
There is enthusiasm, no doubt about it. And the enthusiasm that you're seeing on the other side is a fugazi. Everybody needs to relax. You know, I got a panicked text from somebody before the show today. Panicked about it. Like, the national polls show Kamala Harris has a 5-point lead, and what's happening here? And I've told you before, national polls are BS. Don't listen to national polls. That's number one. Number two, you're going to have a little bit of an enthusiasm bump because Kamala Harris is new. It's a fresh face. And yeah, you're going to have a little bit of that. You're going to see a little bit of that after the DNC too. But they can only keep hiding her for so long. At some point, she's going to have to be on the debate stage with Donald Trump. And at some point, if he's smart, he's not going to let her put him on the defensive like she did to Joe Biden. He's going to push back on her and say, you are part of this administration. You own this. This is your mess. This is your mess. And he talked about how Biden was shivved and shoved out by the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama, too. So let's cue up cut number five. That's pretty funny, too, because we all know this happened. We know it was Barack Obama. We know Obama did this. That's why if they think Kamala Harris is going to lose, they'll pull something else, too. If they think Tim Walz is going to drag the ticket down, then they'll shove that guy out. If they got rid of Biden, they can do anything. They got rid of the president of the United States of America. They got him off the ticket. So if they can do that, they can do pretty much anything that they possibly want. Here's Biden talking, or here's Trump talking about how Biden was taken off the ticket, cut five.
But the presidency was taken away from Joe Biden, and I'm no Biden fan, but I'll tell you what, from a constitutional standpoint, from any standpoint you look at, they took the presidency away. And people were saying he lost after the debate, he couldn't win. Well, I don't know that that's true necessarily, but whether he could win or he couldn't win, he had the right to run. And they took it away. They said they're going to use the 25th Amendment. They're going to hit you hard. Either we can do it the nice. I heard. I know exactly because I know a lot of people on the other side, believe it or not. And they said, we'll do it the nice way or we'll do it the hard way. And he said, all right. So that, I mean, they've really taken what they've done is pretty incredible.
Yeah. And they'll do it again if they have to. There's no way they're going to let this guy. There's no way they're going to let Trump back in the White House if they can stop it. So they'll do whatever they have to do. And I think it's funny that people think that they don't have the ability to do it. As if they lack the chutzpah to do it. They are so terrified of Trump getting back in there. They're so terrified of this that if that means that they got to go out there and they got to stop this guy, whatever they have to do to stop him, they'll do it. They don't care if they've got to move her off. They don't care if they got to move Waltz off. They don't care whatever it is. They're not going to lose. Now, we're going to make sure they lose, but they're going to do everything on their part to make sure that they don't go into this in a losing position. I think this whole thing right now that we're watching with Harris and Waltz is basically a gigantic test run. And we'll see if the test run works for them. I'm not confident it's going to. I mean, based on this rollout so far, based on what we're seeing, when you got Van Jones even having to acknowledge that, Tim Waltz, yeah, it was a fugazi. And then you've got all the other things that Tim Waltz did as governor, the kind of wacko lefty stuff that just does not play well with mainstream America. J.D. Vance talked about that. You know, in Minnesota, they signed a law to create it to be a sanctuary for transgender kids. So imagine it like this. You know, your 13-year-old kid wants to chop her boobies off. You as the parents say, no, I'm not going to let you. And Minnesota is a sanctuary state for that. So the kid could run away to Minnesota and then the kid would be okay. Imagine if you had a state that was a sanctuary for booze. Like a kid, my 13-year-old wants to drink. I'm not going to let him drink. Well, you know, come to our state. We'll let the kid drink. Could you imagine that? Well, my kid wants to drive at 12. Well, we're a sanctuary for 12-year-old drivers. But with the transgender thing, they think that it's perfectly normal. Oh, that's fine. Your kid can run away. If we need to keep them away from their parents because we so believe in this lefty policy of transgender mutilation and puberty blockers and everything else, then we'll provide them sanctuary. No problem whatsoever. I wonder what would happen, though, if a kid wanted a firearm and the parents wouldn't let them get a firearm, if Minnesota would be a sanctuary state for that. Probably not. I'm guessing probably not so much. But again, what do I know? But J.D. Vance hitting him on this point, cut number 14. 14, Matt.
I heard a lot from Democrats using the word weird, calling you weird, calling former President Trump weird. What do you make of that weird argument?
I think that the weird argument honestly came from a bunch of 24-year-old social media interns who were bullied in school, and they decided they're going to project that onto the entire Trump campaign. And the reason it doesn't make sense is because you ask who's weird, right? I think it's pretty weird to be the border czar and to open up the border and allow fentanyl to come into your community. I think it's pretty weird to try to take children away from their parents if the parents don't want to consent to sex changes. That's something that Tim Waltz did. I think it's pretty weird to want to defund the police. I think it's pretty weird to pretend that you're a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though you pursued the policies that made San Francisco such a disaster when it comes to crime and public safety. So if they want to call me weird, look, I've got my wife here. I've got three beautiful kids at home. I'm a normal guy who wants to live the American dream and wants all of you and your kids to be able to live the American dream. That's why I'm in it. If those people want to call me weird, I think it's a badge of honor.
I think it's weird to also provide sanctuary for children who want transgender procedures. No doubt about it. Let's go to Ben in Gloucester Township. Ben, how's it going today?
Hi, Rich. How you doing? I won one of your T-shirts a while ago.
Oh, good man. Love it. Excellent.
The reason I called, do you know how Obamacare is paid?
Just tell me. Go ahead.
Okay. When the government took over the student loans for all these college kids, the money that these kids pay back to the government, 1.5% of that money pays for Obamacare. And these college kids don't know it. Now, I know you have a good connection with Donald Trump. If there's any way you could get that information to him to let them get that out of there, because these college kids will go crazy when they find out. I told this to a Democrat, a big-time Democrat in Pennsylvania, and she didn't believe me. But when she went to check it out, she got so upset that they had to put her in a nut house for a couple weeks.
Ben, I'll pass.
That's how Obamacare is paid. You can check that out.
All right, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let me go to Irwin in Burlington. Irwin, go ahead. You're on Talk Radio 1210.
Yeah, Rich, I got to ask you honestly, from one Jersey guy to another, how did you become such a good storyteller? Did you hear the poll today from Marquette Law School? It's got Harris an enormous swing in such a short time. Harris is now up 8 points on Trump nationally.
National
among
polls
registered
don't matter. National polls don't matter.
Oh, no. No,
those
kind of polls don't matter, right,
don't
Rich?
Matter. They don't matter.
They don't
we don't
matter.
Have a national election.
Not,
right,
not when Trump is now losing, right, Rich? Not when that,
okay,
not,
okay.
Not
right,
when that
right,
side
okay,
is winning.
All right. Irwin, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this again. National polls are meaningless because we don't have a national election. We don't have a national election. We don't have a popular vote election. National polls are meaningless. You have to look at swing state polls. There is not a single swing state poll that has Kamala Harris with an 8-point lead over Donald Trump. Not one. So again, I'm not going to entertain nonsense because we don't have a national election. If we had a popular vote election, I'd be very worried. And you know what? It's very conceivable Kamala Harris may win the popular vote. Who cares? It doesn't matter. You have to win the Electoral College in our system of government. It doesn't matter if you win the popular vote. I know Democrats don't like to hear that, but it's true. So for everyone who's either A, freaking out about national polls, or B, celebrating national polls, neither side is correct. You should neither be freaking out over them, like my buddy Uber Joe, or B, celebrating them, like caller Irwin, because they are meaningless. We don't go and vote as a country on Election Day. We have 50 different elections for president of the United States. And that's how we decide the election. And it's going to come down to 6 or 7 states and possibly a congressional district. That's how we do things in this country. All right. So national polls are stupid, just like that last phone call was stupid and a waste of your time and my time. 855-839-1210 is the number. Listen, I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of my life, my family's life, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria, because your smile's everything. And Bridget's really happy because she just got a beautiful new smile from Dr. Mike. She had veneers. They needed to be replaced. Dr. Mike gave her beautiful caps, and her smile is absolutely gorgeous. So if you've been putting off seeing a dentist or getting that complex dental procedure done, what are you waiting for? Dr. Mike is the master of dental implants, and taking care of your smile means everything to him. He's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. And if you haven't been to the dentist or you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. With 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, what are you waiting for? Dr. Mike Veneria is the man. Here's his number. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants, and he's going to give you the smile you deserve. So reach out to him today, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trump also had some things to say regarding Willie Brown, his relationship with Kamala Harris. That's pretty funny, actually. And he also was asked a question about, will there be a peaceful transfer of power? A peaceful transfer of power. By the way, just to Irwin's point about the national poll, that same Marquette poll, which has Trump down nationally, has him winning in Wisconsin. Just so you know. Let me just give you a quick primer on national polls. Let's say, for example, the pollster, because it's random, it's calling people in California. You're not going to win California. So what does it matter? This is why they annoy me. Say you have a national poll and you've reached a lot of people in Hawaii and California and New Jersey and New York. And of course, it's going to skew a certain way. If I only did a national poll and I only polled red states, it's going to skew a certain way. Now they say, oh, we try to weight it. It's irrelevant. Look at the swing state polls, okay? You find a swing state poll that shows that Kamala Harris has an 8-point lead over Donald Trump or even a 4-point lead over Donald Trump or anything else. Let's talk about it. But I haven't seen them. I have not. You are going to have national polls that show her in the lead. You certainly will. I don't doubt that. I don't care. I don't care. It's irrelevant. Have we learned nothing from 2016 yet? Come on, man. To quote the guy who got ousted. Come on, man. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight for you. We're going to stream on YouTube. More of your thoughts, more of your calls, more audio from Donald Trump's press conference. Don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trump also had some things to say regarding Willie Brown, his relationship with Kamala Harris. That's pretty funny, actually. And he also was asked a question about, will there be a peaceful transfer of power? A peaceful transfer of power. By the way, just to Irwin's point about the national poll, that same Marquette poll, which has Trump down nationally, has him winning in Wisconsin. Just so you know. Let me just give you a quick primer on national polls. Let's say, for example, the pollster, because it's random, it's calling people in California. You're not going to win California. So what does it matter? This is why they annoy me. Say you have a national poll and you've reached a lot of people in Hawaii and California and New Jersey and New York. And of course, it's going to skew a certain way. If I only did a national poll and I only polled red states, it's going to skew a certain way. Now they say, oh, we try to weight it. It's irrelevant. Look at the swing state polls, okay? You find a swing state poll that shows that Kamala Harris has an 8-point lead over Donald Trump or even a 4-point lead over Donald Trump or anything else. Let's talk about it. But I haven't seen them. I have not. You are going to have national polls that show her in the lead. You certainly will. I don't doubt that. I don't care. I don't care. It's irrelevant. Have we learned nothing from 2016 yet? Come on, man. To quote the guy who got ousted. Come on, man. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight for you. We're going to stream on YouTube. More of your thoughts, more of your calls, more audio from Donald Trump's press conference. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.